Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Ability. You will find that with what I'm going to talk about tonight,
that you will be able to more easily access your intuition because you'll be in that flow. So these are some ideas that you can use to help you get to that place so that you are in that of what you need. So you can connect with Lily Dale at lilydaleassembly.org or on Facebook, Lily Dale Assembly Incorporated. I am live on Lily Dale's page as well. I cannot see your comments at all, but I can't see your comments normally, so I will check them after the show. On my page, I can see them on my phone, and I will check them periodically as we go. If you have not followed me yet, Colleen Van Design Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, and I would love for you to follow me because my book is coming out, and the publishers are always like, how many followers do you have? So if you get to follow me, that will help me in getting my book. So we are, as I said, talking about getting out of your way. So tonight, here we go. So what is it that you want that you don't have? You have a goal that just doesn't, or maybe you've got this dream that you've thought about for what feels like forever, but yet it still goes unfulfilled. Maybe, if you're in the spiritual path, you may have taken manifestation classes. And when we sign up for these classes and we take these, we really have some specific ideas and goals in mind of what we want to achieve. And they tell us different ways to touch into that energy to bring these things to us. But manifestation, if we're not in the flow, doesn't always work so well. So we might have taken these classes and this doesn't really come to fruition. Or maybe you figured out all your steps. You've made a business plan, if you will. You've figured out all the steps to get to your goal. And you have that list, you have the plan, but yet there are too many roadblocks that are still not happening. And when this happens, what happens for ourselves is we start to doubt ourselves. We start to doubt our dream and our abilities. And I had a client say to me, I just need to get out of my way. How many of you have said that to yourself? I just need to get out of my way. She felt like no matter what she did, it didn't make a difference. So what is going on with all of this? Why can we not get what we want? Why do we subconsciously feel like we're in our own way? We know something is blocking us, but we don't know what. And if we don't know what, then we can't change it, right? So here's a simple answer for you. We're not in that flow of oneness. And what does that mean if we're not in the flow of oneness? There is an energy that permeates everything. It can be called the divine creator, source, God, universal energy, chi, life force, spirit. We have so many different names for this energy. This energy is an energetic oneness that literally encompasses everything. And we are naturally a part of it. Everything is a part of it. This is a moving energy. There's a flow with it. It's not stagnant. Life, as you know, has an ebb and flow. We go back and forth with things. And everything is moving. And when we're in that flow of oneness, that's when we're going to feel most like us. We can manifest what we want. Everything we desire is there for us. And life will feel manageable and fun. There's a certain feeling we get when we're in that flow, when we're truly in that flow. Even with problems, we can be there. So lots of times what our problems will happen is we think too much, right? Our minds get cluttered with that worry and the stress. And then we analyze our problems, trying to figure out solutions. And on top of that, we've been conditioned or unconsciously programmed to act in certain ways in order to fit in or belong or feel safe. For example, if your parents yelled at you or criticized you when you were younger, you may have learned to hide yourself. You learned not to speak up or defend yourself because maybe it wasn't safe for you. Then, for that situation, and maybe others as well, of course, then as a consequence, what happens is we start to ignore in ourselves and we deny what we truly need. And eventually, we may not even know who we are anymore. We may not have a clue who we are. See, this happens even though we're a part of that oneness. And we've been a part of that oneness since day one. Life has built up these layers around us that have moved us out of the flow, further away from that oneness. Now I'm going to stop and check the comments because I cannot see them here, so I have to look at my phone. Pardon me while I look. See, I don't know which. It is being recorded, Kate, yes, for later. It will be on my page, Colleen Van Der Garden, Intuitive Life Coach, as well. everybody. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Feel free to ask questions. I cannot tell which direction it goes in. But... So tonight, we are going to talk about, we are talking about getting out of the way and connecting with people. So I was just talking about how we as people have been covered up under layers. And I have a visual aid for us tonight because I was a teacher in public schools for over 30 years, and this is fun. So this is like a Russian nesting doll, the little inside part of the Russian nesting doll. Can you see that? This is the soul of who we are when we come into this physical experience. This is the purity of our soul. This is who we are at the core. It's like when we're a baby. You know, when we're a baby, we are so pure. We haven't had those layers built up yet, right? We are as pure as could possibly be. We are as connected to that oneness as we will ever be in this lifetime until we get back to recognizing this soul level, this core part. So this is who we are at the core. Don't mind, if you can see it, it's a little Christmas one. It's the only Russian nesting doll I have. So we have these. So what happens in life, though, as we're growing up? Are our needs met? We cry, we communicate as best we can. Sometimes we have temper tantrums. Sometimes we're irrational, illogical, because we're learning when we're children. Maybe our needs are met, or maybe they're not. You know, maybe when we were grown up, we were told, don't cry. Boys, don't cry. No, stop feeling, stop whining, stop complaining. Stop talking and listen to what I'm telling you. Maybe we've been told, you know, children should be seen and not heard. And what happens is we end up learning how to ignore our emotions. We're suppressing them to keep others happy. Don't cry. It's a bad thing if you cry. Don't complain, even though that's the only way you know how to get your needs across. And what happens is we end up getting put in another layer. So we have this layer, and we're hidden inside, starting at such a young age, usually. You know, and as life goes on, as we continue growing up, we then go to school, where we learn we have to act in a certain way. So we're not bullied by our peers. So we don't get yelled at by the teachers for misbehaving, not paying attention. We're told to sit when maybe our bodies are saying to us, no, you need to get up, you need to move, you need to run, but you can't. So you stop listening to your body. And as you stop listening to your body's messages, you're now conforming to fit in. You're conforming to belong, so you continue wanting to feel safer. You want to meet other people's expectations of your behavior. And then yet another layer is built up as we move further away from that oneness. Then as you're living in your life, sometimes it's people, they do it on purpose. They're just jerks. Sometimes people do these things on purpose. Sometimes it's our perception that takes something and turns it into feeling hurt or criticized. And then what happens is we start believing them. We believe these comments. And then we hide ourselves even more. And we don't express our soul anymore. It's just so hidden now. And you get this message that you're not good enough. Your self-critical voice speaks up and gets stronger and stronger and tells you everything that's wrong with you and demeans and diminishes who you are. And yet, then again, we add another layer. So you continue on, and you're trying to keep everybody happy. You become an adult. You may not even know how much you're hiding yourself from others. When I woke up 20-whatever years ago, I had no idea I wasn't myself anymore. I had no clue. I didn't know I had all these layers. So you may not know, and you keep hiding yourself. You get stuck in your emotions and your worries, and you get fixated on your problems and your challenges. And you focus externally on everything. And what happens is then you become disconnected from your soul. You'll still have glimpses of it. You'll still have moments where you're connected. But it just isn't the big feeling of it anymore because there's so many other things on top of it now. You're not authentically you anymore. You may not tell people what you really think, and you may not even know what you really think or feel. And you protect your heart against further pain, trying not to antagonize people, trying to avoid conflict. And then that again adds another layer. So you recall where we started from with that nice little baby. And now look at all of these layers that we have built up around ourselves due to life experiences. So all of this has removed us from the power of our soul and our oneness. All of these layers are like this heavy blanket that stops us from the free expression of our soul. When we return to the soul, to our true self, we're back in that flow of oneness. And how do we get there, of course, right? You know me. If you've watched before, I'm the how-to. I'm going to tell you some ideas on how to get there. Because once you get back there and you understand it's simple to do, number one, but also that when you get back there and really intentionally connecting with that purity of your soul, your life will be amazing. You will be so much happier. You'll be manifesting those things you want. You will be feeling most like you, and that's when your life has the perfect meaning. So when my client said to me that she needed to get out of her way, she subconsciously realized that the ability to create what she wanted was somehow connected with her. She wasn't blaming things on the external circumstances, although lots of times we do, don't we? You know, I can't be happy because of this. I can't achieve this because of that.
Those are just limiting thoughts. Just blocking. It's another layer. If I had another one, I'd put that on top, limiting thoughts on top of that. So she recognized this, but she realized there was something within her that needed to be shifted. One of my phrases that I use when I am in my layers is, I need to get out of my. And that means I'm thinking too much. I'm stuck in those repetitive thoughts. I might be fixated on my problems or how life isn't working. I'm probably stuck in false beliefs about how I think life should work, how I am, who I am, and all of that. I will take a pause for 2 seconds to check the comments. Sorry, I can't do it normally like I would. And then I'm going to talk about the key for different ideas to returning to oneness here. Oh, yes. Hello, thank you. Hi, Joy. Nice to see you. Feel free to write comments as you are going. Thank you for following me. Hi, Colleen. Now I'm back in Lilydale. And for those of you who don't know, it's going to snow for tonight in Lilydale. Isn't that fun? No, it's not. But it's going to snow. So there we are. So I'm back here. Hi, Linda. Nice to see you again. Thank you all for watching. Tom is saying, not only do I get in my way, but I get in the way of the universe is trying to show me the way. And that's what happens, right? Because all of those layers are blocking our connection, soul level. That is our direct connection to the universe. All those layers, how we subconsciously picked up those beliefs and all of that stuff that's blocking the universe from helping us, because we can't even see it. We can't feel it. We don't know what's happening sometimes. And that's why we want to return back to the oneness of your soul. So here's the key in increasing your intuition. It's a feeling process, not a thinking process. As we become aware of all those layers, yes, we're going to contemplate. We do want to do this. What they mean, and consider the sources or the root causes of anything that might be blocking us from that free expression. We don't want to, a little caution as usual, we don't want to get caught in the emotions of self-judgment. Oh, I can't believe I believe this. I can't believe that. How could I get caught in that? Don't self-judge. You don't have time for that. You just want to get back to happy. So we don't have time for self-judgment. So if you contemplate these things, you'll get insight. And as we get going, I will talk about that further, because as you're more connected, the easier it becomes to release those layers. So much easier. Only thinking isn't going to get you back to you. Okay, we can intellectually understand something, right? We can understand that we are good enough, but that doesn't mean we feel it. So in order to get back there, we have to feel. We have to see in the energy. So we want to strengthen our connection to the energy. We will have those opportunities to diffuse the layers that are built up, and strengthening that connection gets us back in alignment and listening to and trusting ourselves, our soul, and we're back in our power. Well, you know, so many times we talk about manifestation. We are always focused on the external things. I want this, I want that. And I talked about that in another show quite some time ago, actually, some different ways to handle that. But I'm doing it a little different angle tonight because I recognize, especially as being a teacher, that I think I might have missed the first one. And so
although these goals don't come to us
sometimes. Sometimes they really do. They just pop in. You know, we touch into that universal energy and we don't even know we've done it.
It does happen. So it's not that this is brand new for you. You've done it before. Now we're going to make it more pervasive. So what we really want to be doing, rather than manifesting the external, and I can talk a little bit more about that later if somebody wants me to, but what we really want to do is self-manifestation. Self-manifestation is when we are becoming, returning to, and embracing our soul, our true self. We're returning to that natural state of oneness. I cannot emphasize that enough. I know I'm being very repetitive on this, and that's because it's important, and I really want you to understand all of this. So
remember this.
You're always connected to that oneness. You're already there. Okay? It's already there. So this isn't new. This isn't that you've got to go search for it and find it someplace. We're going to reveal it. We're just going to strengthen the energy. So we want to strengthen it. You ever have those flashes of intuition where you just knew the answer? Or maybe you just figured out a solution to the problem, or you just knew what your next step was. Maybe you were guided to protect yourself from some kind of danger. This is a sign of you being connected to the oneness.
Intuition doesn't have to be random. Lots of times when we're experiencing intuition, it feels so random, you know, like, oh, remember that random intuitive moment I had, you know, 5 months ago, and then I don't think I had one since. You know, we might feel like we have no control over it. But if we can open ourselves up, we can experience it all. It said to me a little bit ago, asking me about, you know, if something I said was an intuitive hit, and I said, I don't know. And he looked at me and goes, I think most of the things you say are an intuitive hit. You don't even know you're doing it. It's such a big part of me because I've worked so hard to open myself up and raise my vibration. So to create this, we want to create these conditions for self-manifestation and connecting to that intuition, connecting to the power of your soul, the purity of the oneness. We're going to relearn how to listen to ourselves. And rather than thinking, okay, understand me intellectually, understand what I'm saying, but we're going to intentionally move into the energy of feeling, of creativity. And so we're going to talk about four ideas to help you be your true self and step into the energy of oneness. So important, especially for people who are struggling, feeling unhappy, feeling powerless. Over the last year with COVID, so many of us have
connect with purity of your soul will help you reclaim your power and you will be happier. It's really quite with you. It's amazing. Yes. Oh, Pittsburgh is now there too.
It's just me. I'll try to stop it.
Okay. So here we go. The four ideas to be your true self. When you do this, you'll be back in your natural, innate flow. So these four ideas kind of build on each other. Emphasis on feeling in all of them. The first one is I want you to think about, and I've said this before, but a little different angle tonight. What are you doing when you feel most like you?
When you think about that,
what are you doing when you feel most like me? Okay, when I'm talking to you, I feel most like me. I'm in the flow. I feel like I'm guided by spirit or angels. I feel like I'm just going on, you know, I feel like I'm saying what needs to be said. Usually when we feel most like us, we're doing something creative, something fun. We're in a state where our mind is free, where we're not stuck in emotions, we're not stuck in unmet needs or false beliefs. So to help you kind of build a foundation to get into this oneness, prioritize spending time doing those things that make you feel like you. So many of us know this. But how many of us say, well, after I finish my 45 loads of laundry, then I'll go have fun, or then I'll do this. People will say, well, I want to write something, or maybe I want to write a book or something, and I have to wait until I'm inspired. But if you enjoy doing it, you should be doing it first. The other stuff will get done. You will pay your bills. You will finish the laundry. those important things where you feel most like you, you may not get to prioritize them. Shift in some of our perspectives on that one, right? You know, so maybe you like to paint or draw or write or whatever it is. Even walking, being in nature. Why do we like that? You know, when you think about it, it's not particularly creative, but you feel good. It gives you time to relax, and your mind isn't all stuck in something. And when you relax, you notice your mind is free, and that's when you will get some good ideas, and you will be having those creative thoughts. You're feeling, you're creating the conditions to reconnect. Sometimes people think creativity and fun has to be, you know, artistic, but everybody is creative in their own way. You know, sometimes I'll meet people and they'll talk about math class where they always knew the answer, but they had to show their work. Remember that? You know, but if you already know the answer, why do you show your work? You just know it. You just know it. That's an intuitive kind of thinking and feeling. Same thing if you like solving problems. Sometimes people love figuring out problems. You know, I like, this is a really strange thing that I like. You know how when necklaces get tied up in a knot? I love taking those apart. I love figuring out how to do that. That's creative to me. You know, when you do this, creative fun thing, it's going to strengthen it. You're back in your soul and you're not bogged down in those layers. Prioritize that. That is going to open your mind, free your mind up, and you'll have more intuitive moments, which, of course, are directly connected to the oneness. Very important. And it's a foundation, because if we're not taking that time to understand ourselves, be ourselves, nurture our souls with the things that are fun and relaxing and freeing and creative, then we're just not as connected. So very foundational. The next one, number two, check in with yourself. How do you feel? We spend so much time externally focused, but half the time we don't know how we really feel. We don't know if we're happy. We don't know if we're sad. We don't know if we're blissful. We may not even notice what's happening outside our houses. We don't notice the trees. If I look at the trees, do I notice them, or are they just in the background, something I just don't pay attention to? Lots of times what I do when I get in my head is I try to touch in with how I'm feeling. How am I feeling at this moment? How are you feeling throughout your day? Have it pop up on your phone, you know? So it becomes a habit for you to ask yourself, how am I feeling? It's so simple. But I can guarantee you 99.9% of us, and I'm probably being generous to the other part, is that we are not paying attention to ourselves. We really don't know how to feel. The only times we know how we feel is when we're upset about something, right? Because the energy is so strong. And we're upset. It overwhelms everything. So then we know it. But we may not. Even within those emotions, there are finer points. Are we angry or are we irritated? Are we simply just restless? Okay, you want to check in. If you do it regularly, you'll be able to see those finer points. Even when you're feeling good, you're like, I'm feeling good. Well, why am I feeling good? What's going on that I feel good? What's happening is you're starting to be objective and observant with yourself. You're learning more about yourself. You don't want to judge yourself. I'll say it again. Don't judge yourself. Get caught up in inner critic. And don't get caught up in the emotions. You want to notice them. You want to feel them. You know, understand where they're coming from. But don't become the emotions. You want to feel them, but don't become angry. You can be angry, but you don't have to become angry. There's a difference. Being angry, you're responding in some way for whatever reason. Becoming angry is when it overtakes you and you cannot think clearly. You're stuck in the emotion. You're totally in there. So you notice the emotion and you're going to be curious about that. Checking in is great because once you understand yourself and you start to notice how you respond and react to situations or whatever, you'll be able to connect with that inner guidance and your intuition. Taking that minute to check in, and that's all it is. It's not even a minute probably. And the more you do it, the quicker it is. You check in, you'll know what a positive or negative response is within your body. And you'll know what feels right to you. So you see what's happened here? Looking in is helping you understand your feeling, and your feelings are what's going to guide you as you move forward, and your feelings take you back to your soul. And then you're going to be creating that amazing life. So simple and so profound, but powerful, very powerful. You're developing your self-awareness of your own energy. And what is your own energy? But the energy of oneness. Your energy is the energy of oneness. If you're paying attention to yourself, you're connected to the oneness. All you have to do is check in. It's amazing. You're just returning to you and your soul. You're paying attention to yourself. Amazing. I know it sounds so simple. And I know there are people out there saying to me that right now, I know you're saying this in your head because I can hear you doing it. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, tell me the next one because this is just
go with me here. I promise you.
If you tried and just this one, checking in with yourself, if you make a commitment to do it for an hour a day, you'll notice some things, let me tell you. If you're uncomfortable with it, and some of you might be, because we've been well-trained, programmed to not pay attention to ourselves, right? We've been trained to help other people, be there for everybody else, put their needs first. We haven't been trained to pay attention to ourselves. We just haven't. So we want to look at ourselves with that love and kindness and compassion. And all you have to do is just check in. See how it is. Try. I tell you. It sort of, unless, you know, the spirits come in and tell me I need to tell you more. The next one, number three, is finding the oneness. So finding, as you go about your day, intend to feel the energy. Feel the connection with everything and everyone. Now, there's a little boy down the street here in Lillydale, and I go for walks with him in the kitchen. And he wanted to go for a walk today, but it was too cold. So I said, I'm not today, it's too cold. And besides, I have to go get ready for my radio show. And he wanted to know what I was going to talk about. And I said, I'm going to talk about oneness, how we're connected to everything, how each of us are connected to everything and everyone. And he looked at me and said, does that mean you're connected to me? And he had a big smile. I said, yes, it does. And he says, and I'm connected with you? And I said, yes. He was so happy. Now, he is a child, so he's more connected to his soul than we might be as adults because he doesn't have all those layers. He was so happy to think that we were all connected. So what you want to do is intend to feel this energy as you go about your day. Are you paying attention or are you going through the motions? You know, if you walk outside, just look around. Notice how you might be connected. Are you mindful in your actions, what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're thinking? Or maybe you might notice you're in a rush, you're distracted, it's just not interesting. Once you start intending to find the oneness, it will appear. It's like, how can I describe it? It's like your eyes were shut for your whole life. And then one day, you could see everything, everywhere. All of a sudden, you'll just see it. You'll feel it. You'll start to see the beauty, and within that, you'll also start feeling the connections, literally the energetic connections. You'll start experiencing more and more synchronicity, where things are just working in your favor out of the blue. You'll start to have more gratitude for everything that's happening, the wonder, the peace, the love, the flow. Literally, you will feel the flow. It's like your eyes open up. When you look at the trees or you look at people, you'll be able to see past the surface and you'll be able to see within. You'll be able to do this because you're in there. I'm going to check the comments as well. I have people joining me. Colleen Sanders, I'm Lillydale. And we are tonight talking about getting out of your way as we reconnect with that flow of oneness that is within us. And hello, everybody, again. Thank you so much. Yes. Walking in nature is my special happy place. Yeah. Okay, let's see. When you feel the desire, maybe nature is amazing because nature is really connected. Oh, nature is definitely connected. That's why we like being out there so much. It's like it recharges us and gets us back to us again. So let's see, also when you feel a desire to do something you're passionate about, it's like telling your inner child, not now, that's not important. Further repressing that authentic part of yourself, making you believe in more that it's not a priority to feel more your own self. Yes, you must be like yourself. With your in, you're well known that you're changing up. But my theory is that we are sure to find some joy in this kind of stuff. But also, great idea. Now we're going to the fourth. We talked about finding love. Now we're going to move to get in the flow of oneness. With I am. In other words, things with I am. I am is a powerful person for intention. I am is in the present. Now possess whatever follows I am. I am love. I am one with all, of course, with it tonight. This carries a very powerful energy because, number two, it is also the name of God, the higher self, your soul. I am is the name of the higher energy, which is the one.
Okay.
So we can use the energy of the spiritual definition as well as the intentional affirmative I am in our self-manifestation. So we combine the words with the energy of God, the life force source, the oneness. That returns us back into flow. And then we're back feeling the energy. When we intentionally decide to use I am, it's like we hypercharge our energy. We're using our power and we're opening it up and we're saying, yes, we want this. We want more of this. We want to experience this. So we're hypercharging it with that energy of the oneness, which is helping us get back into the energy of oneness even stronger. So using the I am gets you in the oneness and the greatness of God. I am one with all. If you say something like that, I am one with all, and you breathe and you feel it, what does that feel like? It will feel empowered. You might feel confident. You might feel relaxed. You might feel peaceful, love, kindness. You might even notice that flow. You'll be in that intuitive state. When we get stuck in our self-hubble, in our worries, and our overthinking, and our mind is going crazy, and all of that stuff, when we get focused on what we want and have it, the quick way out of that is to use this I am. I am a powerful being. I am one with everything. I am one, and everything I deserve is coming to me, if you want to add in that actual physical manifestation stuff. Everything you want is coming. Our words are powerful. They are magical. They help us create our life. When we whine and complain that we don't have something, we're going the other way by using disempowering words. So when you catch yourself using the disempowering words, stop.
I am one. We are one. We are connected to everything. We are connected to everything we want. We are connected to every person. Even the people we don't like, we're connected to everyone.
When we choose to use empowering words, like I am,
what ends up happening is we start releasing those blocks. We're getting out of our way. And we're pulling the wheels back to reveal our soul. We don't have to think it through. What will happen is because we're actually kind of, in a way, it's sort of like we're going about it, what might feel like the back way, the back entrance. We have been well trained to figure everything out analytically. Using our life, that's how we've been taught to do it, right? So when we're trying to, you know, create a business plan or something, we know we have to do these steps. That's all them. But if the energy of oneness is energy, whatever it is, there's energy, then why don't we use the energy instead of the energy goes with the right brain, the right creative, fun,
So where we might feel like we're going at it backwards, because we're so used to figuring things out intellectually, step by step, we want to go the other way. We're going to feel it. For those of us who have not been big feelers in our lifetime, you know, we test our emotions, or we never learned how to check into ourselves, as most of us have not learned. We haven't learned to listen to what feels right or not. It feels very uncomfortable and a little bit scary even. But play with it. Try it. So we're not really going the back way. It feels like we're, but we're not. So we're actually doing it the more authentic way, using the energy that we have. So as we do that, what will happen, because we're strengthening our soul connection, our blocks will come up, and we might have insights about them, how to release them. We might have understandings just out of the blue. We might understand, oh, I get where that came from. And even though we intellectually understand it, the energy will change, and we'll be able to release it or transform it. We might be able to look at it objectively and learn from it and go, oh, I understand. I understand how this helps me, or I understand how this blocks me. I understand how my thoughts and false beliefs actually protected me from whatever. And I understand that, and I'm grateful for that. But I don't need those beliefs anymore. They don't go for me anymore. Thanks. You can go. And because you're coming at it energetically, you'll be able to release it. So it's amazing. It's really amazing. So to get out of your way, all you have to do, of course, is to connect with that oneness. You know, and you'll figure everything out as you go. Your intuition will increase because you're more connected. You'll be feeling aware. It's truly amazing. Lots of times, when people are on a spiritual path, they want specific directions. But you know, I love to give how to. So I will give you directions, you know, I'll do for you. I have ideas to consider. And we want those ideas. But my opinion, lots of times we are looking for somebody else. And there is nothing wrong. And I wholly, truly recommend having a good spiritual teacher, having a mentor to help you on your path, because we can get on. Your answers are within, and a good teacher will help you reveal. Give you suggestions, ideas, whatever. Any spiritual teacher, a little side track for me right now, any spiritual teacher tells you you have to do this, you don't.
Okay.
All you have to do is what's right for you. Now, granted, you will hear on your path as a spiritual being, for those of you who are pursuing a spiritual life, you will hear the value of meditating. And I bring that up because so many of us go, oh, but I don't want to meditate, or I don't know how, or whatever. And all that just means is that you're getting still. That's all it is.
When you're doing something where you're in the flow of you, or you feel most like you, it's a form of meditation. You're already meditating. You don't even know it.
When you're driving in your car and you're facing out, you're meditating. So you're doing it. So don't feel like, oh, I have to do it a certain way. Okay? My coaching people or my people I'm helping with spiritually and stuff, I'm always, you know, it's always a self-discovery process. We want to figure out who you are and who you really are as you get in your flow of oneness, of course. So, when you're in that flow, that's when you're going to manifest your dreams in your soul. So when you're going to be manifesting with your most wonderful, amazing life, it's great to have goals, external goals. It's great to have those things we want to manifest in the physical. I suggest that have them, understand they may represent something for you. Like, sidetrack it one more time for manifesting something in the physical. If you want something in the physical, there's usually an underlying feeling under it. Okay, there's an underlying feeling that drives you. Okay? So you want a certain health. Yeah, you want that certain health because it's giving you a feeling of freedom, security, maybe a feeling of having more life because you like lighting your health. You know, whatever it is, there's a feeling underneath everything. See how that kind of with being in the oneness? So, even if you play with getting the oneness energy, you may find it easier to figure out those feelings of what you're trying to do. there, and I will summarize for us now. Okay, we will do that. Okay, I'm just checking. I'm really not sure how this goes on my phone. It's so irritating. Okay, nonetheless, I will fix it for now. So,
the summary of my four ideas.
Number one, what are you doing when you feel most like you?
Do more of it.
Prioritize it. You're laying that foundation. Number two, check in. How do you feel? Self-awareness of your own.
Which is the energy of oneness. Already there, right? And then choose to find the oneness.
Look for it. Be curious. Connect.
See how you connect.
And then use the I am to get it.
I am a being of one.
I am one. I am that flow of one. The I am peace, whatever it is you want. And that will help you get fit. I'll tell you. It's so funny. Every week when I get ready to do my show, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to talk about this week? What am I going to talk about? And I start getting a little bit stressed out. And then I'll start writing something down. And all of a sudden it just takes off and gets its own energy. Literally, I just wait. I'm like, guide me. Tell me where to go. What is it I have to talk about this week? Being in the flow of oneness is so important.
It will help you with everything.
So that is all I did want to talk about tonight.
And I want to thank you guys so much for watching and listening.
So, of course, you can connect with me at ColleenVanderZuiden.com is my website. And the Colleen VanderZuiden Medium and Intuitive Life Coach on Facebook. And please follow me there. We are still working on editing my book. My editor and I are working together on this. And it will be coming out later this year. Yay! It's called Courageously You. Tentative title, subtitle right now is Magical Mind Games to Embrace Your Power and Sleep at Night. And I will, as soon as that's all is off to the publisher, I will be so excited and will be sharing parts of it regularly with you so that you can get excited with me because it's going to be amazing. Full of magical mind games to help you be you. Strategies, ideas to help you handle problems. Disconnect from the traumas and dramas of other people and all of that stuff. We're going to talk about that. And then, of course, don't forget to follow Lilydale Assembly Incorporated is the official page on Facebook at lilydaleassembly.org. The website where you can find out about everything that's happening at Lilydale. Summer season starts June 25th. I do not yet know about restrictions in New York State as in terms of audience capacities and those things. I do not know yet. As soon as I know, I will share with you. So thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you guys next week. Have a good week. Bye.